Welcome back to another episode of the Double or Nothing podcast. We are in NFL Week 11. Special shout out to Taylor for filling in for me last week. I thought she did really well.
Yeah, she did all right. Besides my mental breakdown that you guys didn't catch before it all took place. But yeah, she did fine.
A lot of people were upset no picks were given by Taylor.
She had picks, but then the camera was out of focus, so we had to restart it all.
Yeah.
As I told you off camera, but I had an absolute mental breakdown, and I was gonna put a clip as an intro of like my breakdown, thinking it would be funny. And went upstairs, started to do the editing. I'm like, all right, I got in a better mood. I'm like, all right, this is gonna be pretty funny. I rewatched it. It was horrifying. There's no way I could have put it. No way I could have put it out on camera. It was terrifying. I watched it. I was borderline crying. I'm like, hey, this is ridiculous.
Dylan thought it was going to be like Vince Vaughn breakup.
Yeah, funny. Yeah. I thought it was going to be funny. And then I was like, wow, this can't go out to the public. So yeah, I had to cut that completely. Yeah. And as you could tell how energetic I was for the first 4 or 5 minutes of the podcast.
You know, it didn't come through until, you know, Peyton made me watch it on YouTube that I really saw
how I was miserable, dude. I was miserable.
That's funny. So give us a little recap. How'd you do last week?
I was steaming hot coming in. Won all the 4 o'clock games from the week prior. Then I won the Thursday night game of last week, the early game, the Germany game. Mm-hmm. So I was just on fire. Then I caught a couple bad breaks. I mean, Jake Moody missing like 100 field goals to not cover. So I wound up going, I was 6-3 against the spread going into the 4 o'clock game. So I really wasn't in a bad spot.
No.
I was like, if I could fight off like a 500 for the rest of the week, like I'm looking pretty good. I went 0-5. I lost all 3 4 o'clock games, lost the Sunday night game by half a point because I took the Lions and the 3.5. Yeah. And then I took the over in the Monday night game. So absolute, like as fast as you go hot is as fast as you come back down to freezing cold. So we'll see how this week goes. I was 6-8 total, 6-3 going into the fours, ended up 6-8. So
hey, not terrible.
No, I mean, it's not good.
500.
But
one thing rolls your way and you're doing all right.
Yeah.
You know? Let's see. Looks like we got a lot of division games this week. We'll start off with the Thursday night game. We have the Washington Commanders at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are -3.5, over under 48.5.
And where's the game?
In Philly.
In Philly, 3.5. Yeah, I'm going to take the Commanders +3.5 here. It seems like the Commanders over the years have just kind of had the Eagles number. I feel like they're always like, I know it's division, but that one year, I think the Eagles were like 11-0 or something. And they lost. And the Commanders were terrible that year and they lost. I think the Commanders are just a pretty good football team. I know the Eagles are on a roll, but I think 3.5, if it was 3, it would be a much harder decision. And I'd probably lean Eagles, but the half a point swings me to the Commanders. So I'll take the Commanders +3.5.
This is so difficult because I wish it was 3. And I think it was 3 at one point, but it's like the Eagles on one hand, it's like I still don't know how great they are. I mean, they had a really good win against Cincinnati, obviously,
yeah,
right?
But
it's
for
like
sure.
They beat up on the Giants. They beat up on the Cowboys. But it's like, who are the Giants and Cowboys now?
No, but I mean, they're still playing good football overall.
Oh, they're playing great. Like, but it's like I don't really know like how mm-hmm. good they actually are yet. So I'm going to go over 48.5. I saw, what's his name, Lattimore is not playing this week for the Commanders still.
Okay.
So I think there's going to be a lot of points scored. I mean, these Thursday night games have been, like, scoring like crazy. Last week it was the Bengals and the Ravens going crazy. Washington's offense put up a good amount of points against that great Steelers defense, and
yeah,
Philly can score on anybody. So the high number, 48.5, but, I you know, in a game where I don't know who to take on the spread, I'll do the over.
Yeah. All right. I don't hate that. I mean, Jalen Hurts is definitely playing a lot better, like you said.
He's not turning the ball over. That's it.
Yeah, not facing the greatest competition, but at the same time, he's still got to go out and play football, you know? And he's doing a great job. Their offense is really, really good. So
they do that thing where they just always take care of business, you know?
Like, yeah,
they squeaked by Jacksonville in a game they dominated, but it's like they're a team that just takes care of the bad teams, so. All right, on to the Sunday games. We have 1 o'clock. The Green Bay Packers, off their bye, are traveling to Chicago to face the Bears. Green Bay -5.5, over under 40.5.
Oof. Man, Chicago's bad. Caleb Williams does not look good. The offense looks horrible. The offensive line is atrocious. Their team just does not look like they're a good football team right now.
They got blown out by the Patriots.
Yeah. And I do think that Green Bay overall is pretty good outside of my boy, Jay Love. But on defense, Packers are pretty good. I'll go with an unlikely.
You're going to say under, weren't you?
I was.
Or are you going to say Green Bay?
No, I was going to say under, because I don't necessarily know that Chicago is going to score many points. And I think that Chicago's defense is still pretty good. So I think that they can – I know Jordan Love's going to turn the ball over, you know. I'm between Packers and the under, but I'm not really a guy who likes to take many unders. I feel like I'm always on the wrong side of it when I do. But you know what? Fuck it. I'll take the under in this game. Was it 41?
40.5.
Okay, I'll take under 40.5. It's low, but I don't see this game being a fireworks show, so –
If it is, you know, I'm going to take the Packers and -5.5. Hey, Green Bay just owned Chicago.
I agree.
They
just
owned Chicago.
That's why I was leaning that way. But
I mean, the Bears can't, if they can't score against the Patriots, who have one of the worst defenses in the league. I don't even like, I think the Packers defense is actually good. And they're coming off a bye. And they own a lot of stake in Chicago. So Green Bay's been owning them for years. I'm sure they'll keep up that trend this week. So I'll take Green Bay -5.5.
Okay.
Next, we got Jacksonville Jaguars at the Detroit Lions. Lions are -13, over under 46.5. Trevor Lawrence, still don't know if he's playing or not. Won't know until Friday.
It's in Jacksonville?
It's in Detroit.
It's in Detroit. And yeah. They're minus, what are they minus? Jesus Christ.
13.
Woo.
Yeah, that's a hefty number, dude.
What's the over under?
40. Of course, it's just like went somewhere. Like what I say, 46.5, maybe. Hold on. For some reason, my page just. All right. Sec, sorry, not the best viewing experience. 46.5. Yep.
Oh man, I'm gonna take over 46.5. 13 is a lot of points. I'm not really too scared that. Of the Lions not covering it, but it's just one of those things. If Jacksonville in any way, shape, or form contends in this football game, even if they score any kind of points, I think the over hits.
Yeah.
You know, because I think the Lions are going to go out and take care of business. They're going to score 30-plus on their own. So if the Jacksonville Jaguars can find a way to score 10 points, the over hits. So I'm going to take over. I could see Detroit getting there on their own. So I guess that would maybe you would lean Lions, but 13 just seems like it's a little bit too big. And I'm just gonna take the over 46.5 here. Lions are rolling, and I just think that Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions and they won. That's insane.
And almost covered, yeah.
That's insane.
Only 3.5 points spread, but I gotta take the Lions -13. I can't. I want Jacksonville. Played the Vikings the other day with Mac Jones, and the Vikings were trying to let them win, and they still scored 6 points. You know, it's like Sam Darnold throwing interceptions all over the field, and the Lions and Jacksonville still. So, if this is Mac Jones, which I think it probably, why would they even risk bringing Trevor Lawrence back at this point? You know what they said, he has a shoulder injury, and you know what, are they going to mess around with that when he makes $60 million a year, and they're like 2-8, you know?
Yeah, so. Probably not.
I'll take the Lions -13. They're at home. They're bullies. They don't really care. I mean, listen, they could win this game 47-0, and I would not be shocked.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked either. I'm just going to take the over just due to the fact that I think Jared Goff bounces back off 5 interceptions. And, I mean, they still scored 26 points with throwing 5 interceptions. So
yeah, exactly.
If he doesn't turn the ball over this week, I mean, they threw 5 interceptions and almost scored 30 points. That's insane.
Their offense is crazy.
It's just insane. So I don't see a world where the Lions don't score 30-plus, and I think that Jacksonville will fight around a little bit.
And
so.
It's like, you know what? I give Dan Campbell some credit because, like, they never come out flat. He always does have them.
Yeah, he has them ready to go.
He has them ready to go. So, all right, here's one crappy game, I guess you could say. We got the Vegas Raiders at The Miami Dolphins. Dolphins are -7, over under 44.5. We have big Garner Minshew starting on Sunday.
Oof.
Oh, Raiders coming off a bye. Don't know if that means much.
Yeah. What's the Raiders coaching situation?
Pierce.
They didn't fire the OC or anything like that? I don't know if they did or didn't, but I'm going to take the Raiders +7. I don't like it because I know Miami needs this game like blood to stay in the wild card race, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that Miami's going to win this football game, but I feel like everybody in the nation is going to take Miami here. So I'm just going to go with the unpopular opinion of saying that the Raiders stick around for a while and make it a tighter game than people think, and I'll take the Raiders +7.
I'm going to take, surprise, under 44.5 I'll take. I know Raiders offense really hasn't shown me too much, and, you know, Dolphins offense didn't look that great the other day either. Against the Rams, who defense isn't that special. So I think the Raiders coming off a bye, you know, they've probably been game planning this for a little bit. So
that's why I think it's going to be a little bit closer. Yeah. So I'm going to stay with. I like the pick of the under, but I'm going to stay with the Raiders +7.
Yeah, it sucks because earlier today it was 7.5.
Oh, I would have loved the Raiders at 7.5. I have it written down
on my phone. The Raiders +7.5.
Oh, yeah. I would have liked the Raiders +7.5.
We go with the most up to date spreads that we have here. And we're not going to lie to you guys. So, all right. Dylan's on +7, I'm under 44.5. Next game up, we got the Rams at the New England Patriots. Over under is 43.5. The Patriots are +4.5 at home.
+4.5 at home. I love the Rams, obviously, just like as a football team. And they're coming off a hard loss, you know. So you would like to think that they get back on track here versus the Patriots, but the Patriots looked good last week. I know Chicago's, you know, whatever.
Chicago's got a good defense. You know what? They went out and they scored some points still. You know?
Oh, man. You know, I hate to do this, but I mean, 4.5 is just too much. I'm going to take the Patriots at home with 4.5.
I don't blame you. Their defense looked like they were all right the
other
day.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it could just be because they're playing the Bears, but
I'm gonna take the Patriots +4.5. It just seems like it's shaping up to be the week of the dog here. I don't necessarily know how much I like that, but I'll take the Patriots +4.5.
I'm gonna take them with you. I thought it was too much. I thought the Rams seem to always play to kind of whatever their competition is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're playing the 49ers, they rise up. If they're playing, you know, some dog water team, they fall back down. So I love the Rams. I don't know what to make of them this year.
Mm-hmm.
I thought against Miami they were going to light it up, and they kind of didn't do anything.
I'm like one of the few people, but I've thought this from week one. I do think when fully healthy, if they do find a way into the playoffs, I do think they're a team that can go all the way. Like, I do think they're a dangerous team.
Yeah, they have the offensive power to do it. But yeah. You know what? 4.5, Patriots are home, 1 o'clock game. I know, and short week for the Rams.
It's so ugly, I just like it, you know?
Yeah. Matt, I almost said Mac Jones riding high. Drake May riding high.
Yeah.
His victory, so. That stadium's going to be rocking and rolling, I think, for him.
Yeah.
All right, we got the Browns off a bye, heading to New Orleans to play the Saints. The Saints are -1.5, over under 44.5. Jameis Winston revenge game?
1.5, man. This is two teams who truly can't figure it out.
Saints just beat the Falcons.
No, I'm just saying in general.
I'm saying like it's crazy that the Saints just beat the Falcons. But I will say this. Younghoe Koo missed about 5 field goals that game.
Yeah. In fairness, he missed 3 field goals.
Kamara
dropped that wide open touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weird game. These are both my guys. I was going to say I'm going to roll with my guy Derek Carr, but James is my guy too.
Who's more your guy?
I'd have to say I fought harder from the start for Derek Carr.
Definitely longer.
Yeah, so I'm going to – man, I can't make a decision on this. I'm going to take the Saints. I'm going to take the Saints -1.5 at home just because they're the home team. Like, that's how split I am on this game. I don't really know which way it's going. 1.5 doesn't really mean too much to me. It's just who you think's going to win.
Yeah,
and I'll take the Saints minus 1.5 to get back to playing some decent football.
I'll go over 44.5. I mean, the Browns have, it looks like they can score some points. I don't know if Olave is coming back this week.
I don't know if Olave's ever coming back.
I don't know if I would either if Derek Carr was my quarterback.
Well, I mean, Chris Olave's had a ton of concussions, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's like 2.0.
It's getting bad.
Dude, I think he's had like 3 or 4, maybe even more, like serious concussions.
Well, they blame it on Derek Carr.
Come on.
For throwing him into him.
Come on.
I'm not kidding.
I know. I see it. Michael Thomas. He still got turf toe from his couch.
Slant boy.
Yeah, come on.
Still got turf toe.
Guy missed like 3 seasons of football from turf toe.
All right, so are you on the Saints?
Yeah, I'm on the Saints.
They're all on the Saints. I'm on the over. All right. Here's our great division game of the week. We have the Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ravens are -3, over under 48 right now.
Oh, man.
Damn it. Another one where Steelers were +3.5 yesterday. Now they're +3.
3.5, you almost have to take no matter what AFC North team you get. AFC North, for whatever reason, since the inception of me watching football, have played field goal football games.
This used to be like a lock under game.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in general, no matter who, what AFC North team is playing each other, whether it's the Bengals, Ravens, whether it's the Steelers, Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, I just feel like it's just as soon as you turn the football game on, you know it's coming down to the wire. Like, they're just like the hardest fought division football games in all the NFL. So if it was 3.5, I would have leaned Steelers, but seeing as it's only 3, ooh, Pittsburgh's at home too. Tom went at home as a dog.
Russell Wilson looks good, man.
Big Russ
against that Ravens defense. He looked really good the other day.
I'll let you make the pick first.
I will say this. I mean, I'm going with the Steelers +3. They're home. Mike Tomlin has a dog. I feel like this is a game they get up for these games, right? I mean, this is,
yeah.
And him versus Lamar. I mean, you kind of got to see a little bit like similar game plan against Jaden Daniels. I know like Lamar obviously right now is like MVP level, but yeah, you know, they're pretty similar in what they can do.
Yeah, of course.
And that, you know, I think that defense will be ready for it. I think Russell Wilson looks great right now.
I know.
He looks unbelievable right now.
Dude, and against
the Ravens defense gives up 30 plus a week.
I'll ride with you. I'll take the Steelers +3. I'm not in love with that pick. Not in love with that pick because I do like the Ravens, but
I love the Ravens.
I've been a big Russ defender for a long time, so I'll ride the Russ train.
I mean, it says
Bronco Steelers country. Let's ride.
Someone made a video that said Steelers country. Let's weld.
Oh my god, that AI video of Russell Wilson talking about Jaden Daniels was hysterical.
You know what? For the first 15 seconds, I believed it.
I 100% thought it was I actually leaned in to like start looking at his lips, and they were like, and the guy who made the video made it so like it was actually moving with the words he was saying. It was crazy. That was an awesome video. I laughed.
I think it was in that video at the end. He said, "Steelers country, let's weld." And I was like, "All right, maybe that was Russell."
Oh my god! Okay. I'm gonna take Russ. I'm gonna take Russ in the 3 at home. It's more like I'm taking Tomlin in the 3 at home, but either way, it's going to come down to the wire. Let's just hope we're on the right side. Exactly. Probably going to push that game.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we got the Vikings at the Tennessee Titans. Titans are +5.5 at home, over under 39.5.
Oof, that's a low. The over under is low.
I kind of like it a little bit.
Like the under?
I did. Two great defenses.
I was thinking over. I'm gonna take the Vikings, man. Titans stink. I say it every week.
Yeah.
They're just not good.
I just
give me Vikings. They ride. Sam Darnold throws three interceptions in the end zone. I mean, they dominated the football game. if he doesn't throw three interceptions in the end zone, we're talking about a 40-point blowout. So I'll ride Vikings here. I think the Vikings are going to beat the shit out of the Titans.
I'm riding with the under 39.5 because I still think the Titans defense is like, you know, I still think they're good. They're fighting for whatever reason. I just think, you know what? It seems like Sam Darnold is starting to revert back into a potato a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, well, like in
the last two
him.
Weeks against the, you know, bad Colts defense, you know, they fought tooth and nail to win that game at home against the Jaguars, who have virtually given up on the season. These scores, what, 12 points? Yeah. I mean, it's like he gets all the way down there and he just, you know, how many? And it was the same thing against the Colts, is he just makes awful decisions in the red zone.
He's like, earned a little grace period for me, though. He played so unbelievable in the beginning part of the season. He's earned a little bit of like a step back for me. Like I'm not gonna just revert back to thinking he's bad at football. Like I thought he was good when he played for the Jets, to be totally honest with you.
No, fine. So. Like he's good, and we always said, like, hey, this is his best opportunity. He's gonna have to be great. It's just like sometimes you see him make throws and you're like, wow. What was he looking at right there? What did he see in his mind that he said, let me throw it right here?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But I think it's just a little too early to jump off the bandwagon. So I'm going to ride with the fact that the Vikings are still really good at football.
I think the Vikings still win the game. I'm not saying they're in any jeopardy. You know, like the spread's only 5.5, but it's just like, it's just one of those things where, you know what? I think the Vikings defense is really, really good.
Yeah,
like top tier.
Yeah, all right. I don't hate it. I would have went over, so I think we're on different pages. We're on different pages in this game, but I'm gonna roll Vikings. I think Vikings win convincingly here.
I think Vikings good teaser. Like, there you go. We got.
What's our time? What's our time looking like?
We still have 5 minutes because we started a minute late, right, on the timer.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get one more, and it'll be a quick one. We have the Indianapolis Colts at the New York Jets. The Jets are -4 somehow, over under 43.5.
Colts plus four. The Jets have no business laying points. I don't care if they win this football game by 10 points. Nobody in their right mind can lay 4 points with the New York Jets right now.
No.
They're just not good. I mean, Jonathan Taylor is going to shred them. Anthony Richardson, it looks like he's going to maybe play this week. I don't know.
I saw reports today that said he was going to play, and I'll be right there with you at the Colts +4.
Yeah.
Listen, we love the Jets, but the defense looks bad. And what are they bad against? They're bad against the run. Jonathan Taylor and Anthony Richardson are probably going to run all up and down the field on this team. And there's just not a thing they can do. The Cardinals, I think, scored on every drive last week.
Yeah, and their coverage corners can't tackle either. A bunch of big body receivers over there. I think Pittman's questionable. Alec Pierce. Like, I mean, I know Josh Downs is a little bit of a smaller guy, but like, dude, like these guys can't really tackle. So they can't really tackle. So it's not like they're playing a bunch of small, wiry guys. Like, dude, these guys. These Colts receivers are big boys. Like, they catch the football. They're also going to have a hard time taking them down. Like, the Jets just can't tackle. They can't do anything right.
I mean, honestly, if you're the Colts, you just, like, run at whatever side Sauce Gardner's on. It's just honestly a joke how bad he is at tackling. It just makes you wonder what the defense is doing at this point. But, they, like you said, this isn't whatever the bash of Jets show because, you know, it's so easy. It's easy to pick on them, but for good reason. They looked awful, and they have looked awful.
Yeah.
So, like I said, they shouldn't be giving points to anyone. Like maybe even not even the Panthers at this point.
Yeah. Nah. You got to take the Colts.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor props are going to be cash this week. You see what James Conner did against the Jets. You see what
the backup running backs props are cash.
You see what Joe Mixon did against the Jets. I mean, everyone's doing it. So.
All right.
To the 4 o'clock slate that we have now, the first game we got are the Atlanta Falcons at Denver. Denver is -2.5, over under 44. What do you like in here?
Yeah, this is probably one of the tougher games of the week. I like the Falcons to bounce back.
After a bad loss, right?
After a bad loss, but. I'm going to take the Broncos at home. I've been riding with a lot of the dogs here, but I'm going to take the Broncos -2.5 at home. I mean, they're an offensive lineman or whoever the hell comes in on these special teams plays. They're whoever that guy was, Forsyth. I don't even know the guy's name. They're him getting pancake blocked pancake walked into the fucking dirt away from beating the Chiefs.
I feel so bad that they lost that game. That is like a classic Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like somehow, some way they win the game because he's the quarterback. You know what? There was a little part of me that wondered, like, you know, if Russell Wilson was quarterback of Denver, this game's probably not that close.
Yeah, no, I like what Denver's doing. I think they're gonna keep their defense is gonna keep them in every single game to the end. So give me Denver minus 2.5 at home.
I'm going under 44.5. I know Atlanta's got a solid offense, but Denver's defense is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
They keep them in all these games, and, you know, their offense seems to struggle a little bit until Bo Nix figures it out. I don't think, like, he can score on even a bad defensive team like the Falcons. So I think this is a spot where Denver's defense shows up. I mean, like, the 2.5 is good too, but you know what? 44.5, I love that pick, so. We'll go with the under there.
Okay.
We got Seattle Seahawks at the 49ers. 49ers are minus 6.5 at home, over under 48. Still not sure if DK Metcalf is playing.
Yeah, I like, man. I mean, Jake Moody missing those field goals just drove me fucking crazy.
I know.
And the Niners themselves just drive me crazy. I feel like I watch them play, and every time I watch them play, I just feel like they're just like a play or a momentum swing away from winning every game in a landslide, and they just don't do it. I don't know what's going on with them.
The red zone efficiency, they get there. They don't score touchdowns.
I'm just going to keep rolling with the Niners and just banking on one of these games, dude. One of these weeks, they're just going to win by a crazy number. I don't necessarily know that it's going to be this week in a division game weighing 6.5, but I definitely think the Niners are capable of winning this game by more than a touchdown, especially if DK doesn't play. I like it even more. So give me the Niners minus 6.5 at home. It's a big number to lay against a team I don't think is terrible, but
no. This game, all to me, it all rides on if DK plays. I mean, they're coming off a bye, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like almost a touchdown, really. Like, it's part of me is like, oh, do I go with the over 48? But it's like 49ers have been struggling to score touchdowns. But
I think Christian McCaffrey's going to hit his stride this week. He's got a game under his belt now. He's going to get back into the swing of things. The Niners are they're 5-4. They're absolutely due for just a statement game to put themselves back in the Super Bowl conversation. Like, get back to that team that everybody knows for the past 3 years. Like, I just think that the boys are going to get rolling this week at home, and I think that they're going to win.
I'm gonna overthink this. I'm going to take Seattle plus 6.5. You know what? They should have covered against Tampa, and I really thought, I said this to AJ, I thought last week against Tampa was going to be their coming out party where they're just going to score every time they touch the ball. And they march down the field and they miss field goals. And it's like, all right, well, yeah, they missed 9 points and they would have covered. I'm just going to bank off the fact that, you know what? Metcalf has to play this game. This is like a do or die game for Seattle. They got embarrassed at home by the 49ers last time on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a spot where this is basically their season. Arizona's been on a roll. The Rams are coming back. So I don't love it, but I'm going to take the points.
Yeah. I don't think there's a – I think it's really close.
But would
it's,
I be shocked if the 49ers steamrolled them? No, because they just did it a month ago.
Yeah, every time I turn on the Niners game, it just feels like they're a couple plays or a couple decisions away from just smoking. So I'm gonna take them minus 6.5 and just hope this is the week they quick.
Yeah. Our next game, this is the game of the year. The Chiefs at the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Bills minus – and, you know, depends. You can get them 2.5, minus 2.5, or minus 2. So the Chiefs getting 2.5 points, over under 46.
Yeah, I think that this is one of those games where the whole nation's going to overthink it, and they're going to say the Chiefs haven't played well all year.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo's played really well. I'm going to take Buffalo at home. They're going to win. But I think people are just underestimating how good Kansas City is on defense. And I really think that you can't get, like, if I'm getting points with Mahomes, I know it's 2.5 and it doesn't really mean much. In a teaser, it might mean more, but in just a regular setting, it doesn't mean that much. But give me 2.5. I think the Chiefs defense, I think everyone thinks this is going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be a boring football game. I think that the Chiefs are going to hold down Buffalo. I think Buffalo is going to have a real hard time. I think that the Buffalo Bills' defense is going to give up a lot of points, and I do think that they're going to keep the Kansas City is going to keep Mahomes in. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. I think the Chiefs are going to keep Allen in check, and I think Allen's going to struggle to score. So give me the points in Mahomes.
I don't know if Cooper is playing this week. Like, I feel like it's, you know, I don't know.
I think he's playing.
I don't know if Keegan Coleman's playing. I don't know if Dalton Kincaid is playing. So it's like they have so many injuries where I know Josh Allen is great, but I just.
Keon Coleman's out. Cooper's questionable, but.
What about Kincaid? Because he was hurt too with like some, what was it, a wrist injury or something. So it's like
he didn't practice today.
Or knee. Amari Cooper's wrist. I don't know. The injuries seem to be piling up. I'm gonna take the Chiefs plus 2.5 here. Yeah. I know, like you said, it's like I think the nation's gonna be thinking like, yeah, like Patrick Mahomes, they barely shouldn't have beat Denver. Mm-hmm. You know all this.
That's
stuff.
What they're
they
all just, gonna be thinking.
They always find a way to win these stupid games. It's just like it's so annoying to watch. And I love Josh Allen, but like. If you go out there, no Keon Coleman, no Amari Cooper, and no Kincaid, who are you throwing to against a Chiefs defense?
Chiefs
is
defense
really
is official,
good.
Dude. They're official. Like I said, I would never take the under in this game, but I'm just saying.
No, I know.
I would never do it. But like, I do think it's going to be a boring game, and I think the Chiefs are going to win. So
I mean,
I'm going to take the points.
I don't think Patrick Mahomes has ever lost while getting points. So.
I don't know if that's true, but if it is, it doesn't shock me.
No, it doesn't. It seems like in the Ravens last year when he was getting 4.5 and they won the game outright. I was just like, all right, well, that was kind of obvious against the 49ers in the Super Bowl, went outright. It's like, all right, well, this guy just, it's annoying, but he just finds a way to win games.
Yeah,
so
I'll roll with the Chiefs.
Next up, we have the Sunday night game, the Bengals at the Chargers. Bengals are plus 1.5, over under 47.5.
Over under is 47.5?
Yep.
Oh, man. I think it's going to go over. I think it's going to go over, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because the Chargers defense has played well enough to earn the respect of not taking the over here. I am going to take the Bengals, though. I'm going to take the Bengals plus 1.5. I mean, Joe Burrow can't play any better than he's played, and they're still not winning football games. So I'm just going to ride with the fact that he stays as hot as he has, and the defense is going to show up one of these weeks. So I'm going to roll with Bengals plus 1.5. I don't love it. I don't really know which side to pick. It's more of a coin flip game for me. But if Burrow can continue to play the way he's played, he's got to squeak out a fucking win somewhere.
I know. It feels like all these games feel like they're do or die, you know. But it's I think the Chargers defense is unbelievable. I don't think that they have like a home field advantage in any way, shape, or form. I think Joey B comes out, he scores a lot of points, and I think they find a way to win this game.
Me
I mean,
too.
If T. Higgins plays, then I love him even more. Yeah, I know he's questionable right now. I don't know if he's playing or not. Probably not because he never plays. But I think they find a way to win this game.
Yeah, and I think Herbert kind of takes the back seat and like kind of – he's really, really talented and really, really good, but I don't feel like he rises up to those big moments. And because this is in prime time, I feel like Burrow always shows up in prime time.
Oh, he lives for like, wow, prime time game, standalone game against a team that has a great defense and against someone who for a long time everyone said we were equals.
Yeah, so I like Burrow here. I like Burrow. I know their defense is a huge liability, but and Herbert's got the defense backing him, so I guess I don't really know where to go. But
you know what? I don't know who exactly the Chargers have played that they've been like. They've just played a lot of middle of the road teams or like below average teams, and they beat up on them. Whether it's, you know, the Panthers, they lost to the Cardinals, and you know Cardinals are a good team, but then you know they beat up on Tennessee, and they it's just like.
Yeah, they haven't been tested yet, and Burrow's definitely going to be a tough test for them, for that defense. Yeah,
you know what? I could be totally wrong, and they could shut down Burrow, and I'll come back next week
Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. If anything, I like the over here, but I'm going to take Burrow, and just because they, they've been in do or die since they lost to the Patriots, and they can't figure out a way to get a win, and it's not Burrow's fault, so I'm going to roll with the fact that he finds the right side of the coin this week.
Before we have one game left, I was Googling this before. Patrick Mahomes underdog trend. 11-3 straight up, 12-1-1 against the spread.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go against him when he's getting points. So.
Yeah, it's just that's too good. I'm not a big trend guy, but that's almost too good of a trend to be like, let's just ignore that and say that they're not as good as we think. Last game, Monday night, we have the Houston Texans at the Dallas Cowboys. Battle of Texas. Houston is -7.5 over under. 42.5.
Oh,
I think
God.
Nico Collins will be back this
I
week.
Hate that it's the half a point, and I know, but Dallas is just fucking lifeless, you know? Yeah. Dallas is just fucking lifeless here. I mean, they couldn't score points like when the Eagles were just letting them score, and they still couldn't score points last week.
Turnover after turnover.
Yeah, they're not a good football team right now. They are definitely not who I thought they were coming in. And the Texans are just a really good all-around solid football team. So I am going to take the Texans. They come off the one of the most heartbreaking losses of the year. To have your defense come up with 5 interceptions and not find a way to win is not good. So I think they have a good Monday night game to turn themselves around in primetime. C.J. Stroud gets to show off against a shitty Dallas team. And I think they're going to cover 7.5. I know it's a lot of points in primetime, but Dallas has just got no life. So give me Texans -7.5.
Yeah, you know, and I really think, like, get Nico Collins. It's just like if he does play this week, which I'm assuming he is, it's just such a bounce. Their offense hasn't looked the same since he's been out.
Yeah.
So him coming back with Tank Dell, I mean, it's just hard not to – watching Dallas last week, and it's such a square thing to say. Like you said, Eagles were trying to let him score.
Oh, yeah. I had the over. I was watching.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's like, you know, Texans have a good defense. Look what they did to Goff. I know they still lost the game, but battle for Texas Monday night. I think the team is really down on McCarthy right now from Dallas. You see, like, all the comments being
Deion's
made.
Deion's going there. Give me a break. That's not happening.
Listen, this season's in the tank. And when Dallas is a team full of divas and they literally, you see CeeDee Lamb pouting in the corner, you know?
He's such a crybaby, man.
The whole team is.
Micah Parsons, throwing McCarthy under the bus. I get it. Mike McCarthy is a horrible head coach, but.
It's just stuff you don't
say. It's just respect, man. You just don't do that. You don't kick somebody while they're down, especially when they're on your own side. I mean, that just shows you how chaotic Dallas is right now.
Especially when Micah Parsons isn't having a good year either.
I know.
You know? I mean,
Micah Parsons, got on a podcast, and that was the end of it. Like, he just started letting things fly, and I actually really liked him before it all, but his opinions are so up and down, and for being as good of a football player as he is, it's just like, dude, everyone liked you. Everyone recognized you as one of the most dangerous players in the NFL, and then you just made yourself so hateable.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
But you know what? That, to me, just means good stuff for the Texans. I know him and C.J. Stroud are boys, so C.J. Stroud's going to have no problem embarrassing him this week.
I would love it, dude. I'm a big C.J. Stroud guy, and you know, I think he's going to, like you said, get a huge pick-me-up with Nico Collins coming back. So I think that they're going to fucking roll Dallas on Monday.
Awesome. That's all we got for this week. You have any favorite picks you like?
Favorite picks? We can look at it. Well, you can give your first. You want to do the 3 best bets again? Because I didn't do that last week with Tay, but
yeah,
I can
fine.
Do it.
I'll do it. You know, we'll do 2 best bets and a teaser. How about that? Because I don't really have 3 that I like. Or love. Like, I don't have a third one that I love. So I'll start it off. Definitely going to steal one that you're going to want Bengals +1.5.
Oh, no. I'm not taking that. I'm not taking that.
For everything Dylan just said, 2 minutes ago, I just feel like primetime game. Joe Burrow always shows up for this. And sooner or later, I think the Bengals they're too good of a team to just keep continuously losing, even though I feel like I say that every week. But, this is a spot he comes out, he shows out, and definitely puts up some numbers on the Chargers, I think.
Yeah, no, I don't hate that. It's a good pick. I'm going to roll with my boy here, Jaden Daniels, baby, +3.5 Thursday night. I just they also had, one of those weird losses where Russell Wilson kind of bombed one downfield at the end to our boy Mike Williams there for the win, and kind of gutted the Commanders last week, so I feel like they're going to come into this game pumped up, and a lot of people, this is kind of like, this is a huge, 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 just for the division, basically. I mean, that's not for the division. We're only in week 11, but it has huge, huge implications on who wins the division. So
I know.
I if I'm going to get 3.5 points with Jaden Daniels in a primetime slot, I think he's going to rise to the occasion, and I think Jalen Hurts is going to fade into the shadows here. So I'm gonna ride with Jaden Daniels plus the 3.5 as my best bet.
There'd be no happier moment for you next week than to come on here if Hurts has a terrible game.
I know
Daniels has the best game of his life.
Yeah, it's just like I got to root for my moment here.
I know, so. And this is it. I don't blame you, but it's going to be funny next week. But like you said, you can never trust Sirianni. I've trusted them way too much this year.
Yeah.
They'll end up making some stupid decision in the third quarter. And next thing you know, the Commanders will
Took the Jaguars getting the points against them and covered truly because of how bad Sirianni is. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's that's why I'm saying if I'm getting that extra half a point, Sirianni is definitely good to fuck up a spread by more than half a point. So. You know what I mean? Like, that's just like, if it was 3, I would lean maybe Eagles, but I think Commanders went out right here. So I'm probably going to take the Commanders money line. I'm going to take a lot of Jaden Daniels' overs. Like, I'm probably going to get back into the swing of things and take Commanders in a big way this week.
I'm going to take the Packers minus 5.5 as my second one. I think Matt LaFleur off the bye. I know Jordan Love is, you know, turns the ball over a lot, and he could against the Bears, but I really don't even think that matters that much. This team has no idea what they're doing. The offensive head coach knows he's a goner. If he loses, I think they're waiting for this week. Once they lose to the Packers, he's gone on Monday. They already changed all. I don't know what they're doing. They're such a bad team, and it's funny because, like, even I got fooled by them a little bit in the beginning because they just beat awful teams. It's like, oh, yeah, they beat the Jags. Yeah, well, they beat the Rams when the Rams were missing Puka, Cooper Kupp, and half their defense.
Yeah.
Like they beat all these bad teams. You know what? I think the Packers are, you know, hate it or not, I think they're a top 10 team in the NFL.
Yeah.
As a whole.
I agree. I agree. They'd be a top 5 if they had a different quarterback.
Give me the Packers minus 5.
My second best bet's going to be the Vikings minus 5.5. Vikings are just, I think, going to steamroll the Titans here. And my early on pick for saying that I think this might still be in, I know they're saying he might go to Dallas now, but I still think that's alive. Shedeur and Deion to Tennessee.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting you to say Tennessee there.
Shedeur and Deion. I said that before the season started, that I think that could be a good landing spot for them, because I think Deion's going to want to go. If he does go to the NFL, I think he's going to want to follow Shedeur. And I think the Titans are in a good spot to draft a quarterback because their team's pretty good outside of quarterback. And I think that
really
their head coach will be gone. So I think Shedeur and Deion to Tennessee, and I think this is a good starting point for them to kind of start working on that, because I think Minnesota is going to blow them out of the building. So I'll take Minnesota as my second best bet, minus 5.5.
All right, I'm going to go with just a teaser leg now for my last one. I will take a 3-game 10-point. Oh man,
3-game 10-point. Okay,
I know.
That's my go-to back in the day.
Why not anymore?
I mean, just because I ran myself. The Seahawks ran me into the ground.
I did. DraftKings has a 4-game 13-point. The VIG is minus 140. They call it like a monster teaser that I did last week. And it was like, wow, getting 13 points is just like almost a cheat code. So, I'll do a 3-game 10. I'll get the Lions down to 3. Which I think they just blow the doors off Jacksonville. So that one's not too worried about that one. I will do the Vikings. What would that make them? Minus 4.5 or plus 4.5. And then one more. Let's see what we got. Chiefs up to 12.5.
I'll do Vikings plus a half a point and the Niners minus half.
Yeah, that's a good one. Little 2-game 6-pointer.
Yeah, I'll do two-game 6-pointer. Niners to win outright, and or Niners minus half a point.
Yeah, so to win
outright. And Vikings plus a half a point.
Perfect. Do you have any other updates for us?
No, I mean, the card thing is in the works for sure. I mean, I know it's been in the works, but it's a lot harder of a process than I kind of initially thought. But yeah, I got most of the divisions evened out. I got a good amount of cards in each division, good amount of value in each division. And yeah, it's going to be sick. I mean, I got two cards over $2,000 ready to roll that are going to be in the break, in the case that I put out. I think it's going to be right around 65 to 70 total cards I'm going to put out on the table. It's going to be somewhere around like three cards per break, three or four depending. And I think it'll be one card from 50 to 120, one card from 150 to 350, and then you pick a box off the table, which will be anything from 500 all the way up to 2,500.
I love it.
So
I'll be tuning in for that. I'm excited. Dylan's going to have his own little setup here, you know, outside of just his podcast. You're going to do anything different with the...
I don't know if it's going to be set up here just because I don't know. I got to figure out where I'm
like
going to do it all.
Showcase it.
Yeah. Because it's a little bit different with the TikTok live and stuff. So I'm going to have to figure it all out. But yeah, I got boxes coming, different colored boxes coming. Yeah,
TikTok live. Does that mean you got to do it from your phone or something?
Yeah, I think so. So because my hands are going to be in front of the camera breaking the cards. Yeah. And then like there's like a little face cam. It's like a dual action from your phone. So you'll be able to see my face.
Tripods from the phone, right?
Yeah, I wanted to be able to apply so I could stream it from my old streaming setup in my gaming station. So it would be a more legit thing. I don't know if that's going to get approved or not. So we have to see. But overall, yeah, I'm going to get into the sports card breaks. It's really close. I know we've been saying it for a few weeks, but it's really close. We just put in the final orders for everything I need. It should be coming in early next week. And then hopefully by the following weekend, maybe I'll run a trial run and see how it all goes. So stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. And as you can see, I got my Knicks hat on here.
I almost wore a Knicks hat today.
Sure, I'm in full swing for basketball. Knicks just beat the 76ers last night. And, you know, now that the Jets are just done, it's time for me to move on to my
I got a lot of sick basketball cards, too, in the break, too. So just because I wanted to mix it up between football and basketball. There's like maybe one or two baseball. But for the most part, it's football. But I probably have 10 to 15 heavy hitter basketball cards as well. So
love it. All right, guys, I'll do it for us this week. Just continue to keep following us on all our social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff, and Twitter. And just keep commenting on TikTok. Let us know if you want to see anything, want us to talk about anything different, and just your overall thoughts. All right. We'll see everyone next week.
All right. See you guys next week.